The Israeli Security Cabinet today met in emergency session to discuss possibly exiling Palestinian President Yasser Arafat. Two more suicide bombings earlier this week killed 15 Israelis. And Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas, also known as Abu Mazen, resigned. He was replaced by Ahmed Correa. But for some who live in the West Bank, the change in leadership hardly seems to matter. Nancy Updike reports.
I sat down in a pastry shop in the West Bank city of Ramallah with four Palestinian men in their 20s on the night their prime minister resigned. Nidal, Saed, Adib, and Osama were eating cookies and drinking non-alcoholic cocktails. Abu Mazen's resignation had been barely a blip in their day, they said. I asked Saed, who's an accountant, what he and his friends had discussed instead of the resignation when they'd told him about it earlier. The translator, Samar, asked him the question. And Saed's friends actually had to jump in and rescue him as he answered, because he started to sweat.
Osama, he told that I prefer not to to say. And he's laughing because he said, what we were talking? We were talking about what the men usually talk about.
You're talking about girls.
Yes. It's more, talking about girls is more important than talking about Abu Mazen.
They're laughing, but they're not really joking. In the three-plus months that Abu Mazen was the Palestinian prime minister, their lives did not get any better, as the fanfare had promised. And they don't expect better from Ahmed Correa either. This is Osama, a microbiologist who laughed as much as the others did, but whose demeanor seemed very sad. He talked about trying to get home a few weeks ago to see his parents in Nablus, a city in the north of the West Bank. There are several Israeli army checkpoints between Ramallah and Nablus.
Just on the checkpoint, 5.5 hours. Although I have the ID of Nablus, my address is Nablus, and they didn't let me in. So I can't feel that Abu Mazen changed anything here. Anybody who came, he will be another Abu Mazen, and Arafat is Arafat. They will fighting each other, and it will still like this. It will not change.
Forever?
Well, till Arafat is gone.
That prompted me to ask this question.
What political figures do you trust?
This is hilarious because there isn't anybody trustable over here. There isn't anybody trustworthy.
I turned to Saed and said, if you could pick someone to lead the Palestinian people, who would it be? He said, I can't pick anyone.
He said that all of them, they live different life from our life as Palestinians. They have their own companies. They have. They are improving their situation, improving their money. They have their own cars, and they live in villas. And they just go on TV, and they give some speeches or statements, and then he goes back to his life. This is what they do.
I turned back to Osama to ask my last question.
Describe your life in 5 years.
I can't,
yani, I will not describe it.
Why not?
I don't feel that I will have life.
What do you mean?
يعني أنا مش عارف إيش مستقبلي أنا بدي أضل بهالبلد حلمي إني أضل
He said that what he means إنه his dream is to stay in this country. He doesn't want to go to other places. يعني he wants to live here, but he feels that there is no future, and this is why he thinks that he will have no life. Because of the troubles which and the situation which is here. And this is why he feels that he will never have a normal life to live it.
For Day to Day, this is Nancy Updike.